Welcome to the Talking People podcast. I'm starting a new segment called People, and then with the name of the person, because I was adding this kind of episodes to stories, but it felt kind of wrong. Okay, so today's story is dedicated and devoted to Gene Sharp, somebody who is connected to the pacifist movement to research on nonviolent struggle in the world. I'm going to read the press release that the Albert Einstein Institution released today, well, on the 30th of January 2018, to inform everybody about the death of Gene Sharp. Gene Sharp was the founder of the Albert Einstein Institution, and this institution is devoted to nonviolent struggle, to nonviolence. Okay? So let me read the press release. Statement from the Albert Einstein Institution on the death of our founder, Dr. Gene Sharp. The Albert Einstein Institution is greatly saddened to announce the passing of our founder, mentor, and friend, Dr. Gene Sharp, who passed away peacefully on the 20th of January 2018 at his home in East Boston. He had recently celebrated his 90th birthday. Widely recognized by scholars, practitioners, organizers, and activists worldwide, as the greatest theorician of nonviolent action since Mohandas K. Gandhi, Sharp founded the field of academic research on the theory and strategic practice of nonviolent action. A four-time Nobel Prize nominee and the winner of the 2012 Right Livelihood Award, Sharp devoted his life to studying nonviolent struggle, deeply researching and documenting its use in human history, analyzing how the technique operates cross-culturally, and sharing the results of his research with other scholars, practitioners, organizers, government institutions, and citizens, and civil society groups on every continent. His numerous books and articles on the subject have been translated into more than 50 languages, and are disseminated worldwide. His work continues to inspire and enable people engaged in struggle to wield social power by building on and learning from the experience, results, bravery, and sacrifice of those who have come before them. Sharp is survived by a brother, nieces, nephews, and cousins, and by a large national and international family of friends and colleagues. His legacy lives on in the Albert Einstein Institution, which he founded in 1983 to advance the study and use of strategic nonviolent action as a pragmatic alternative to violence in acute conflict. He refused to retire and worked up until his death. A rare collection of orchids on the top floor of his home were his joy and respite, along with his dogs and exploring the wild spaces of Mexico, Norway, and Canada. He is loved and was loved and leaves behind generations of students and adherents of his work all over the world, who are, as a result of his findings, better able to win political freedom and resist oppression. He has set down his pen for the last time, yet his work will live on forever. Memorial donations in Gene Sharp's name may be made to the Albert Einstein Institution at www.aeinstein.org. A memorial service to celebrate Gene Sharp's life and work will be held later this spring. So this is the press release published on the Albert Einstein Institution website, and devoted and dedicated to Gene Sharp because he has just died at the end of January 2018. Well, that's all. I'm planning to record texts connected to people who have devoted their lives to striving for a better world. So I'll have some more of these soon. Bye.